Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we are joined by the Minister for Housing and Fianna Fáil TD for Wexford, James Bryan. Minister, good morning. This week, you told reporters you could end the housing crisis within the next 4 years. It's a big claim, but I have to put it to you, there'll be people listening this morning who are saying, how can we believe you? The Department of Finance said in a report this week, the crisis could last for another 15 years. And this time last year, your own government was saying 40,000 houses would be built. It was only 30,000. So how can we believe you now when you say you'll end the housing crisis?
So the Department of Finance came out with a report called Future 40, and it was very much was suggesting that the housing crisis would continue for a longer time, but it was based on a no change policy. And I absolutely not going to accept any situation where we don't make changes. And that since I become Minister for Housing, everything I've been doing is about making those necessary changes to bring about an acceleration of housing delivery so people can have the homes that they've so desperately needed and in their local communities, whether that's rural or urban, and whether that's social, affordable or private houses. So I believe we can make bring about an end to this housing crisis. I wouldn't have taken on the job if I didn't believe I could do that. But it is going to take a monumental effort, and it's going to take huge decisions, and it's also going to take risks. I think we probably have been too cautious in the last while. I think we have to be able to take, you know, encourage people, both civil servants, local authorities, to take a little bit more risk, keeping that really strong framework in place of safety, of security, of the environment, for example, but to kind of encourage people to say, look, perfection here really is the enemy of the good. We have to drive on and deliver the homes that people need. And we've done it in the past, so we know we can do it. And I think we just really have to get there. But there are an awful lot of obstacles in the way, and I'm going systematically through them to remove them.
Okay. So is it, I mean, do you need to, excuse the expression, but do you need to kick arse a bit in terms of your civil servants, in terms of local authority? I mean, are you happy local authorities are delivering? The word is you're not happy.
Look, some people might call it kicking arse. I think it's about showing leadership, and it's about giving people confidence to make decisions. And it's also about me not being afraid to make decisions either. And that's why I've made so many decisions in the last 8 months, and we're going to continue to make those decisions to be able to, you know, really, as I say, cut through an awful lot of the nonsense that's out there that is holding back delivery. And there's a reason, there's always a reason not to do things. But we have to kind of get onto the side of from. I think for a long time now, there's been a culture or an attitude of, why should I say yes? Why should we allow this to happen? We have to get to the opposite position of, is there a reason for saying no? In most other countries, when it comes to building homes, you know, you have almost a presumption that you're allowed to build homes. And really, if somebody wants to stop it, they really have to put up a very, very good reason. Whereas here in Ireland, there are so many gateways before you can actually get a house, okay, a shovel into the ground. And like building houses is actually the easy part in Ireland. That, yeah. You know, yeah. 20 to 24 months, that's the easy part. It's actually getting to that point.
And we might get to some of that in a moment. Can I just ask you first, I mean, Sinn Féin says you're living in cloud cuckoo land when you're talking about ending the housing crisis. Are you in cloud cuckoo land?
Well, I think all we've hear from Sinn Féin anymore is a complete defeatist attitude. We don't hear any ideas. They had a manifesto in the last general election. It was rejected by the people because really was all their policies are about, you know, a home you'll never own. They don't believe in home ownership. I don't believe I live in cloud cuckoo land. I really believe that we can solve this housing crisis. I believe the decisions that I've made in the last 8 months, I believe the decisions that Minister Donoghue has made in the budget and working with myself in the Department of Housing, I believe they will really accelerate now housing delivery.
Okay. Can you say at this stage, you know, and I know you're looking more to future years, but do we know how many houses will be built in 2025 at this stage?
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to macweldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
I never, and I've said this from the very start, I never get into the forecasting business. I'm very much results driven. I really just want to maximize the amount of houses that we can deliver. So I'm confident it will certainly be an increase on last year.
So more than 30,000.
I'm confident it'll be more than 30,000. I think we will start to regain momentum, and I think we can really push on from here into the next couple of years and really start delivering more homes at a much higher rate. Like, we have seen a substantial increase in home delivery in this country. We've gone from 20,000 to 30,000 in 4 years, but we need to increase that substantially again.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things.
Very rapidly increasing population, for example.
Let's talk about some of the things that are coming in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, the revised housing plan is coming, but there's also that report of the infrastructure task force. What can we expect? Because the big changes would seem to be in how you're going to go about implement or introducing infrastructure projects. What's going to come out of that report, can you say, at this stage?
Well, I think everything that has been happening, whether it's through the Housing Activation Office that I've established, and we had our first two big key meetings on that yesterday. We met with the infrastructure industry from across Ireland and all the key departments, and Minister Chambers has his key infrastructure task force as well. It's all about how we unknot the system that we've created in this country, because we have tied ourselves up in absolute knots. I mean, the expertise you now need to be able to build houses in this country, the kind of money you have to have in your back pocket to be able to get a project across the line, is making it almost impossible. So if you're looking at areas like judicial reviews.
Will there be limitations on who can take judicial reviews?
Yeah, absolutely. So the changes around planning for housing, for example, in relation to judicial reviews, is getting rid of what's known as the leave stage. And your listeners mightn't be too familiar with that, but that's basically where you go into the courts and ask for permission to take a case. Now, it originally was meant to be a gateway to filter out cases that maybe didn't have much chance of success, but almost every case gets through now. Okay. So it's actually just another layer.
What about costs? Because people are taking actions, losing them, and not paying a penny. Could that change?
Yeah, absolutely. Costs can change, and I expect that costs will change, and a decision will be made on that over the coming weeks, whereby at the moment, say, for example, people take challenges on environmental cases, the costs there, you're paid whether you win or lose. I think we are looking at costs in and around that side of situation, and looking at costs possibly broader than that as well, because the costs here are absolutely huge in terms of the state, but also a no-risk situation.
Okay.
Means that people, anybody can really take a case. But it's also about looking at who takes those challenges. There's a legal term called locus standi. It basically means the grounds on which you can take a case. And what we're doing is tightening that up so that you actually have to have a real interest in being able to take that challenge. So some randomer from the west of the country can't challenge a housing estate in the southeast. You have to have a real grounds for doing that. And that's not blocking people being able to make legitimate challenges, but it's to stop the weaponizing of our courts against the delivery of our homes, because we are in a crisis situation and we have to maximize the delivery of homes, and we can't all be dancing on the head of a pin. We just have to drive on, deliver the homes so people and young people and older people can have the homes that they need, and I want them to have them so they can live in their own local communities.
Just in the last couple of minutes, Minister, that I have you, can I just ask a few kind of quickfire questions? Talk of emergency planning powers to bypass existing planning laws. Is that something you're looking to introduce?
That's something I very much support. This will be for major infrastructure projects. We look at, for example, the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, absolutely critical to delivering houses.
It's been in abeyance since 2018, I think, in the courts, hasn't it?
That's going on now for 7 years, and it is still going on in the courts. I'm limited to what I can say because it is back before the courts again. But this is critical wastewater infrastructure for the people of Dublin and to grow Dublin. So I think looking at those kind of key projects, what we need to do with those is actually pass them through. We've done it before, just pass them through the houses rather than through the planning system. You know, environmental frameworks will still be in place, but to drive on with these projects, because
that'll be challenged. That will be challenged in the courts, won't it? Inevitably, that decision.
Inevitably, it'll be challenged in the courts, but so be it. But we can still rapidly speed up by you know, doing the planning process through the Dáil Éireann instead, and through the Seanad, rather than through all the other gateways and doing it, because we have to drive on with these projects. I think what has been lost sight in this country is the common good has been lost sight of. I think utilitarianism has been lost sight of, and proportionality as well has been lost sight of. When you see, you know, maybe one small problem with a planning application and hundreds or thousands of houses are being rejected, we have to get back to being pro-building homes. Okay. That's so important.
Two last quick things. When will the housing plan, the revised housing plan be launched? Will it be next week?
The revised housing plan will be out within 2 weeks.
We've been saying that for quite a while. We've been pretty much saying that since January, Minister. It'll be out soon.
Well, I was appointed on the 29th of January, and my number one priority was to make the key decisions. I've never been waiting on a plan to make those key decisions that we need, and we've made really substantial changes now around ensuring renters being protected, zoning, planning, right across.
Yeah, there's been a lot of decisions made. Very finally, will you appoint a housing czar? This, again, that we've been waiting months for that.
So this is really important. The Housing Activation Office that the so-called czars, the head up, is fully up and running. They have met with every single local authority. We had two key meetings yesterday, one with the industry group and the other with the cross-departmental and all the utilities yesterday in the Customs House, where the Department of Housing is based. So it's fully up and running. We're appointing a Deputy Secretary General over the Housing Activation Office and over housing delivery in the Department of Housing. They'll have a roving role and be able to interact with other departments and other state agencies as well. That's gone out to advertisement, so it has, and people can apply for that, whether they're within the civil service or without the civil service. So we'll have that person in place. But again, that person, the lack of appointment, if you like, of that person has not in any way held up the Housing Activation Office's role.
Okay, we will leave it there. Minister for Housing, James Bryan, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.